This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the joint session of the Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa today. Addressing the Ethiopian Parliament, the Prime Minister said that India's national song Vande Mataram and Ethiopia's national anthem both refer to our land as the mother. They inspire us to take pride in the heritage, culture, beauty and protect the motherland.
India's national song Vande Mataram and the Ethiopian national anthem both refer to our land as the mother. They inspire us to take pride in the heritage, culture, national beauty and protect the motherland.
The Prime Minister said that India and Ethiopia share warmth in climate as well as in spirit. Nearly 2,000 years ago, our ancestors built connections across the great waters. Across the Indian Ocean, merchants sailed with spices and gold, but they traded more than goods. They exchanged ideas and ways of life. He added that ports like Addis Ababa and Dholera were not just trade centers, but bridges between civilizations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda have congratulated Prime Minister Modi on being conferred with Ethiopia's highest honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. The Prime Minister is visiting Oman at the invitation of the head of the state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. India and Oman are likely to sign comprehensive economic partnership agreement. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Indian Ambassador to Oman, G.V. Srinivas, said both the friendly nations are doing their best to make the most of this agreement.
I am also extremely hopeful that this agreement will be concluded and it will bring a very successful and happy full stop to an exercise which began roughly 2 years ago, with both sides trying to make the most of this agreement, which has been long in the waiting. Hopefully it will be concluded, and that's what we are all hoping for.
President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Vellore in Tamil Nadu today. The president was rendered a warm welcome by Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan, State Ministers Durai Murugan and M. R. Gandhi. The president was given a special welcome by the priests of the temple. The president inaugurated a meditation hall in the premises. She paid obeisance and performed aarti at the Perumal Temple. The Sri Puram Arirur Narayani Temple is built on an area of 100 acres in Vellore. The temple is made of gold and there is a medical college and hospital inside the temple annex. The visit is part of a week-long tour of southern states including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Telangana from 16th of December to 22nd December. Union Coal Minister G. Kishan Reddy today said that for the first time, the coal production in the country has reached nearly 1 billion tonnes in 2024-25. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Reddy said India is now the world's second largest producer and consumer of coal. The minister said the government is working on coal gasification mission and the mission is set to achieve 100 million tonnes by 2030. He highlighted that the underground coal gasification blocks have also been auctioned for the first time in the country. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that over 2,000 route kilometres of the covered system have been commissioned on Indian Railways. The automatic train protection system coverage has been introduced to enhance the safety of passengers and train operations. Replying to supplementaries, during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw said Railways has successfully installed the indigenously developed Kavach train protection system on 4,154 locomotives. In men's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. India is leading the five-match series 2-1 and will look to seal the series and take a 3-1 lead against the Proteas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.